everyone, welcome back. This is my second episode about creative musical composition. Last time I talked about the character of a major scale with a few musical examples, which was happy and joyful. Today, I'd like to talk about a little bit more specific thing about developing melodic structure using intervals from major scales. Last week, we talked about the basic interval in major scale, which was horton, horton, semitone, horton, 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 semitone. These interval names can be described in numbers now. For example, here is C major scale. And let's call C as a center. And let's move from the C to rest of note in major scale by two pairs. C to D, which is interval second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. So basically what I did is just ascending motion of scale. Just divide by C to D in step by step motion. C to F, C to G, C to A, C to B, and C to C. It's like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. How easy it is. So let's make the first structure of a simple melody using these intervals. Here is the music. I will call Do Re Mi song. How did you feel? In this simple example of a melody, I only used the shortest interval distances, which was interval second. It sounds really simple and smooth because it is the smallest interval I used. In terms of the melodic structure, I just repeated a simple phrase two times, giving a little bit of variation at the end of the second phrase. Listen one more time. Just at the end of the second phrase, I just make a little bit difference as a cadence. So they are so similar to each other. The reason why I try to make something like two similar melodies together is to make music in structure of unity. If I just make random blocks of music together, it sounds so random. And there is no unity in music at all. It is same as drawing of beautiful trees and flowers in the picture and crazy monster is standing at the corner of the sky. It doesn't match with the other themes. It is exactly same in music structure. It is really important to make one main theme of melody and develop the musical idea from this main theme. Repetition is one of the simple ideas for a unity of structure. Now, let's add some different intervals in the melody, which is more interesting. Listen. What is the difference? Here, I mainly used interval second plus interval third and some of interval six, bigger leaps. When I just used series of interval second previously, it sounds okay. It sounds easygoing and smooth, but if I just use interval seconds in the music, it can be a little bit boring. So here I used a little bit wider interval leaps of third with mixing second. And in the middle of the music, I also used leap of interval sixth, which brings more interesting. Okay, here is the example of interval six I used again, and please listen. Interval third. Here we go, interval six. Descending by third. Ending with second. So, I just created first two phrases. Usually one phrase consists of four measures. So I made two phrases in total of eight measures for one section. I call this is section A. Music for section A was sounding like this. Section. Since we just used almost repeated sound in first two sections, in B section we can make a little bit different idea of a melody that can be new and interesting. But be careful, if you just go to random surprising melody, it will sound like this. Let's use something similar mood in the melody in the B section using same idea of interval but different variation. Here is the A and B section. One music. Now I just made one simple song using interval second, third, and few interval leaps. So today we learned about basic intervals in major scales and some melodic and structure ideas we can build up with intervals. Next time I will introduce minor scale and harmonic chords that can be built on from major and minor scale, which is really, really important and basic idea to make music completely. So have a wonderful day and see you next time.